You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Pasha tells us that Yaakov Avinu, before his Nifter, Yosef came to visit him, and Yaakov Avinu tells Yosef the following thing. He tells him, your two children that were born in Mitzrayim, until I come to Mitzrayim, Liam, they'll be mine. Ephraim and Menushe and Manasseh, Keruv and Shimon Yuli. Ephraim and Manasseh will be like Reuven and Shimon, meaning as Rashi says, they will be part of the Shvatim. The next pasuk says, Rashi explained, if you have other children born after, they will be part of their brothers. They will not be their own shvatim. So, first of all, obvious question is why is Yosef's children become part of the shvatim? Never find that the grandchildren of Yaakov Avinu become shvatim, except for Ephraim and Asher. Obviously, this is going to determine the whole future of Am Yisrael, how we divide the shvatim, how we go. It's all going to be based on the fact that Ephraim and Asher are the shvatim. This is the pasuk over here. What shot did Ephraim and Asher become a shevet? Why did children of Yosef get that level of becoming a shevet? Now, once we already have this concept that they are shvatim, so why do we have limitation? Rabbi Levi says, only the two children that were born to you before I came to you, the two children that were there, they will be my children. And if they're born after, no, not good. Only during that period that you were far away from me. Why? What's that? Why, what's this? First of all, what's the idea of giving the shvatim to Yosef? And the argument for the day is, why are you limiting to the time that he was in Mitzrayim alone? You would think that maybe that's the worst time for him to become shvatim. When Yosef is away, Yosef is a king, nobody knows where he is, that's when his children become shvatim. Isn't it more appropriate when they become shvatim when they're growing next to Grandpa Yaakov Avinu? What's the pshat on that? Now, in the end of the parasha, the end of the Chumash, last words of the Chumash, talking about the Ptira of Yosef. The Chumash ends, telling us that Yosef was in Mitzrayim, Yosef lived 110 years, Yosef was Nifter, Yosef tells his brothers, remember they're taking you out of Mitzrayim, and the last pasuk of Chumash Bereishis is, Vayamas Yosef b'me'ab Yosef, Yosef died, v'chatu asua v'yisef bar Mitzrayim. The Sefer Bereishis ends with the Ptira of Yosef. When you get the beginning of the Sefer Shmos next week, right away in the beginning it says, Pasuk Vav, by Yomas Yosef, the Kol Echad, the Chotem, Yosef died, and his brothers, and the whole generation. So, what Shad, the Yosef is mentioning that twice. The other brothers are not mentioning that twice. The other brothers are not mentioned they died over here in celebration. Sefer Shmos, it says they died. But Yosef is mentioned also here, and also in Sefer Shmos. It's mentioned twice. And what's shot that we're giving such a, call it importance, to the Ptira of Yosef? The Sefer Bereishis ends with, you know, the Sefer Bereishis, as the Ramban calls it, to the Sefer of the Avos. That's the Maisa Avosim Levanim. And we put in there the Yosef died as well. And now, if you want to add to that, Yosef is giving instructions to his brothers, exactly like his father gave to him. What did the father of Yosef tell Yosef? Don't forget, if I die, take me back to your head to Israel and bury me there. Yosef tells his brother the same thing. Take my bones from here. He's giving instruction. We don't find that the other brothers did it, even though we know that Moshe Rabbeinu took all the brothers back to Israel. So what's this new, called the new importance, the new way we relate to Yosef? The end of the parasha, which is different than the brothers not mentioned over here at all, and he's speaking in this way. What's shot in this ma'ala? What's going on over here with Yosef and his children in this parasha? So we'll start with what we left off last week. Last week, we read the psukim of Am Yisrael coming to Mitzrayim. And there's two psukim, one after each other. The first pasuk tells us that Am Yisrael were 66 people. They came to Mitzrayim together. He says the whole list. And then it says, "Kol nefesh shabo liyakoy Mitzrayimo." All nefesh came to Tzirechoy. Mivam Hashem liyakoy kol nefesh yishim v'shesh. All 66. They came. The next pasuk says, "Uvnei Yosef v'shir l'adam Mitzrayim nefesh shnayim." They have Yosef with his kids. Kol nefesh v'isak avol Mitzrayim v'shivim. So there's two numbers mentioned here. There's 66 before they came to Mitzrayim. And when they come to Mitzrayim, you conclude Yosef kids and you get to 70. We'll get to a moment. It's not 70, it's 69. We'll get to that in a moment. But two psukim, 66 before coming to Mitzrayim, 70 as they come to Mitzrayim. Last week, we dwelled into the idea of what shot that it was, what is the number 66? Just to mention the Zohar that tells us 66, it's connected to Shishim, Sechtas and Mishtayas, the Shishas Dorim. We mentioned why Yaakov even completes himself when he gets to 66 people in his family. That was what we spoke about last week. But what's now the number of 70? What's the pshat that you have, you end the Mahalach of Amisul going into Mitzrayim, and you say you should know there was 70 with, when they get into Mitzrayim, there's 70. What's so important, the number 70? So 66, we explain. What is the idea of 70? The Rashi, a favorite Dvar of Parashat Hazinu, tells us, it says, Yatzev Gvulis Omim L'Misper Mnei Yisrael. Says Rashi over there that Kadosh Baruch Hu created 70 nations in the world because that's Keneged the 70 people, Shivim Nefesh, that came down to Mitzrayim. Maybe it's worth it just to see it inside. The Lashon of Rashi, so you'll find it right away. If not, we'll just leave it. Yatzibul is very, very strong. That the fact, here it is. Pasuk in Perek, base Pasuk Ches. Rashi says, Vishul Mispar Bnei Yisrael Shatidim Latzez Bnei Shem. Ul Mispar Shivim Nefesh Bnei Yisrael Shiyardu L'Mitzrayim. 70 people that came down to Mitzrayim. That's where you had 70 languages, 70 people, 70 nations. The 70 nations of Connecticut, the 70 children, the 70 members of the family Yaakov Avinu coming to Mitzrayim. And Sefer HaZohar tells us, it adds more. Rashi is basically what Rashi tells us. Sefer HaZohar tells us that the 70 nations are the result. And they told us of the 70 nefashos that came to Am Yisrael in Mitzrayim. Because Mamash Keneged. So they kept calling it that, to explain to us more. The pshat is that Shivim Nefesh that came to Mitzrayim, they're Keneged the Kedusha. The 70 Amim, they're the Tumah in the world. They're the impurity in the world. But Zeh Keneged Zeh also Elohim. You have the 70 of Kedusha, which is the 70 parts, the 70 counts, the 70 dimensions they have in the world, and that's Kedusha. And connected to that, you have the 70 Lashonos. We know Shivim Honim LaTorah. You can learn the Torah in 70 different ways. These are the aspects that you have of 70 that belong to Am Yisrael. They're the 70 connected to Shivim. And what the Mefarshim comes out from this topic based on the Zohar is it shines like this. The 66 that we spoke about before refers to Am Yisrael in their internal manner. How they're misyaches, how they are internally. Internally, they are 66. That's the mispar, that's the number. The number 66 represents the Kedusha of the six Zdorim and the Shishim and Mesechtes. That's the Kedusha. Seven is the way things appear in the world. In this world, things are divided into seven. 7 days of the week, seven kechavim, mazalis. The world is a place, the way the world appears in front of us is seven. Someone would ask, minds will ask him that. What do you mean? But we know that in Shabbos, you have 6 days during the week, which was Yemei Sachoil, and the seven, the Shabbos, is Kodesh. Sounds that seven is more Kodesh than six. So the answer is no. The six as a total together, they're Kodesh. We have 6 days of the week, each one stands on its own. What connects them together is Shabbos, that's what it has all the Kedusha. That's how the Mefarshim speak. The Kedusha Shabbos speaks about it. All the six names are building up to give it to Shabbos. But six, when they're together as one, it's a more holy concept. It's a more internal and more high-level concept. That's the six. The 66 is then two sixes. The six, the 60, that's the Kedusha of the six. But what I saw coming to the external, to be relating to Shivim Umos, to the outside world, that's the idea of the seven of the 70. By the way, that's Mevor in several places. And the Mahalach of Am Yisrael is to go from Shivim Nefesh. What's the next stage of Am Yisrael? Is to get to Shishim Riboy. That's the next stage. So the Shishim Riboy is again the six. But that's already in a much bigger sense. That's when you have the six being clear and defined in the world, getting the Torah, having Kriyas Yam Suf, Shishim Riboy. That's the six, which is Mizgala in the world at a higher level of Dusha. But the 70 that relates to the world, to the regular world, to the relates to the Shivim Umos, that's the number seven, the Shivim Nefesh. Shivim Nefesh. Right? Rashi brings over here also, I'll tell us, that here we call them Shivim Nefesh, by Esau we call them Nefesh. Telling you that the 70 of Yaakov is one. They all connect together. While the Umos are Nefesh, they're multiple, they don't connect. And that's exactly the point. According to the Tzaddik is, here is the Gila, the Amisol connected the Umos HaElam. Connectors, when you compare Am Yisrael to Am Yisrael is the 70 Nefesh. Connected the Shivim, the Shinesh, that's an Igdusha, that's a Tuma, that's how it relates here in the world. The revelation of Am Yisrael in externally, in this world, is Shivim. 66 is the number that belongs internally. Yaakov Avinu was raising his kids in Eretz Yisrael in an internal and Igdushatic way. But when it comes to Mitzrayim, to the Eretz of the Tuma, right? Mitzrayim is considered to be the place of Tuma Seretam, the source of all the Tuma of the world, that's what Mitzrayim is called, then they come as 70. That's the Gila of them, the revelation in an external manner. Am Yisrael is going to be built up, the Shishirim is coming to be born from Mitzrayim. Because Mitzrayim is the exact, it's brought down in the first, we'll get to that, Beis Hashem, the Mitzrayim is the exact opposite of Am Yisrael. Am Yisrael is the source of Yusha, Mitzrayim is the source of Tuma. So the source of Tuma, that's where you have to come to. How do you appear in this world? How do you appear in Olam Hazeh? How do you appear externally? When you come to Mitzrayim, there's something. So you mail it. With that, we're really able to have an understanding. The Am Yisrael coming down with Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu's job is the internal job, is the build of the Kedusha of Am Yisrael internally in Eretz Yisrael. He completes it by adding the 66, and he comes to Mitzrayim over. Now, obviously, we'll have to deal with the external, with the deal with the Umos HaElam, with how they deal with the outside world. That's already a number of 70. Who's the one who brings obviously from 66 to 70? The one who does that is Yosef HaTzadik. As the Torah tells us, when we read the Torah in Parshas Vayigash, last week's Parsha, it says the number was 66, right, as we read before. There were 66, and then they became 70. Ubnei Yosef Asher Lo Yitzayin Neveshnayim Shivim. You count the understanding of Shivim. So the Torah tells us the one who completes the number of 66 is who is Yosef. Before we get to explain why that for Yosef, you could ask, it's not, let's go back to that point. It's not, Yosef is three. Yosef together with two children, Pharaoh and Manasseh, that's three. How many still coming to Mitzrayim is, or coming to Mitzrayim is 66? 3 plus 66 is 69. You're still missing the number 70. So Rashi tells us in Parshas Vayigash, quoting the Gemara, that the number 70 was Yochebed. And so Yochebed is the one who's completing the 70. We want to focus now on Yosef. But the simple answer for what we need for this year is like this. Let's quote the Rosh. The Rosh at the end of Masechet Psachim tells us, when he speaks about counting the 49 days of the Omer, he says, it says in the Torah, Chemishim Yoyim. It says 50 days, or calendar 49. Says the Rosh, that's not always in the Torah. Many times it says one number, just to complete up to where you need to get to. 49, it's really, it says 50, but really 49 that brings up to 50. It says, it brings another example. Then he says, if you look at the people that come to be tried, the 69, bring up to 70. He doesn't say Yochai. So I mean, really, 69 make the number 70, which is now really 70. The other midrash tell you, know who's number 70? Number 70 was Yaakov Levine. Other midrash will tell us. Do you know who's number 70? Number 70 was HaKadosh Baruch himself. So that all gives us an indication that number 70 over here is not a real number, meaning it's not one like everybody else. It's a cholistic one. It's a more generic one. Yaakov Avinu is a generic number. He's a generic person over here. HaKadosh Baruch, obviously. According to the Rashi, I don't even really have a 70th one. So then we can really understand, and maybe we'll have a shiur on that in the future, that Yocheved is not like another 70. Now, why she was supposed to be born only when you come in? Yocheved, you think about it, who's Yocheved? Yocheved is the mother of Moshe Rabbeinu. She is the one who takes us to the next level. From where we are now, from 70 to get to 60, we have to go through Yocheved. So it's not just another individual that adds to the 70, it's a little more than that, and we'll leave it with this. So meaning, the Torah, the way the Torah appears to us, when you read the Torah, Parshas Vayigash, it says you have 66, you add Yosef, you get to 70. How are you missing the number 70? Right? So either it doesn't exist, like the Rosh tells us, or it's a more Claudius dig, like Shmoch, or Yaakov Avinu, or even Yocheved. It's a very generic number that adds on to it, which is not one of the details. Yosef is the one who takes him 66 to 70. So the Shaila is, really, so why Yosef? So here, we're going to connect to what we mentioned a few times here in this year in the past. The way one says in the most clearest ways is the Tzadik HaKohen. What is Yosef all about? So you should know Yosef HaTzadik is the one who represents the external Maasim of Am Yisrael. The way we always mention it is that we have Yosef and Yehuda. Yehuda is the Baal Tshuva, the one who is working on the internal. And Yosef is the one who's working on the external, on the Maasim. That's why the challenge of Yosef must stand the challenge of Yosef Potiphar. You can't fall. And if you contrast that to Yehuda did the chet, or what seemed to be a chet by Tamar, and then he was moided. He's the Baal Tshuva who fixes the bad deeds. Yosef cannot do about it. He represents that Am Yisrael, or he represents that part of Am Yisrael, who are complete in Shalem externally. That's what Yosef is all about. Yosef is Yosef HaTzadik. That's what Tzadik is admiring very much in his favorite Tekanas HaShavim. That the Nikud of Yosef is perfection of the external. That's why Yosef was a fit Torah of Yamari. The only shiur that says he was beautiful. He was mamish, a beautiful person. Because externally he looked perfect. Yosef represents this concept of external perfection. Just was mentioning it, anybody who listens to the Shur Machshava and the Daf, so he mentioned basically in the Daf that came out yesterday. By the way, Yosef, it says by Yosef, the Gemara in Zvachit, the Kuvit Ches tells us that this Shiloi, is the Mishkan Shiloi, was in the Chelik of Yosef. And therefore you ate, able to eat, kachim b'chol aroyim. Usually you can eat kachim only in the city around the Beis Hamikdash. But by Yosef you ate b'chol aroyim. Why b'chol aroyim? Because Yosef, meaning every place you see, Shila. So the Gemara, because Yosef, that his eyes did not want to be zan, something which is not his, he didn't want to connect to something which is not his, so his reward is, what's the reward of Yosef? And you eat everywhere you see. Shiloh is what you see, the way things appear in your eyes. B'chol haroye, re'iya, whatever is external. That's what Yosef HaTzadik is responsible for. Yosef goes down to Mitzrayim. What is Yosef preparing Am Yisrael for over here? And here we segue into the Pachad Yitzchok and Pesach Ma'amentes, which really what the Pachad Yitzchok is coming to explain, I think, because obviously he doesn't quote him, but he's coming to explain the Arizal. The way the Arizal defines what Yosef is doing. So Pachadim says, you know, that Yosef goes into Mitzrayim because Am Yisrael is being prepared by the office. Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, they give Am Yisrael the tools to maneuver in the world. But there's one part that was not yet dealt with. And that is the challenges of Am Yisrael when they're among the goyim. Yes, it says that Avraham Avinu went to Chutz-Laretz and was empowering, but it was a little different concept. It wasn't controlled by them so much. Yosef is under the rule of the mitzvah. He's in the jail of the mitzvah. He's in the pit. He needs to be motzechein b'eini. How does a yid operate when he's not in the place of kedusha? When they're not in the place of internal high level of connection.
I'm on the sheer.
How is he? What does he do when he has to go? And what does he do? The Ayid, when he's not in Eretz Yisrael, when he's not in the internal, when the Kedusha is out there with Midbaramim in the desert of the nations. What do you do then? That's the tools that Yosef is giving us. Yosef gives Am Yisrael the kaiches to handle us under the Umasalam, being in Golus. That's what Yosef does. Yosef is, meaning, going back to what you said before, Am Yisrael, when they are in the Umas, then they are the Kedusha connected the Tumah of the Ami. There are 70 connected to Shivim Umas. They represent the externally, how do you appear in this world with Kedusha connected to Tumah? In the Mishmedish, in Eretz Yisrael, in the Mokav of Kedusha, then Yaakov took care of. But we are out there in the world, how do you appear? That's what we take care of when we come into Mitzrayim. The one who is in charge of that is Yosef. That's the pshat, and Yosef is the one who's mashlim, he fills the number. We have 66. That's the number of Kedusha of 6, of high level, of Shishimishah, and Shishimisechtes. We spoke last week about the Galgal connection of Yosher and Eagle, that we say in Nachanam and Shiklov, the Galgal's Gematria 66. Oh, we're talking about a high level of Dusha. But when you come to Mitzrayim, you're dealing with Shivim Umos, the way things appear in the world. Who's the one who brings the number from 66 to 70? Who's the one who brings it from the internal Dusha to the outside representation of Amisal in the world? That's Yosef. Yosef with his kids, he fills the number from 66 to 70. And 66 to 69 plus the number 70, which is a more Kabbalistic number. That's what Yosef HaTzadik does. Because Yosef HaTzadik is responsible for the external mindset. And if the way we learn that Shivi means how Amishol appears externally, so he made his name Yiduyek, then Yosef is the one who brings Amishol to that level. That's what Yosef HaTzadik represents. That's what he does. The Chol HaRoye, the Re'iyo, the way things appear in the world, that's Yosef's talent. So we speak about Yosef and Yehuda. All the Shvatim are more internal. They have to take care of internal. They come and take care of it. Yosef is the external one. You always mentioned in Vilna Goyen, it's put down in Vilna Goyen, we have two Mashiachim, Mashiach ben Yosef and Mashiach ben David. So Mashiach ben David, we know what he's going to do. He's going to come, he's going to take the whole world and bring it back to Kadosh Baruch Hu. He's going to create the biggest tshuva movement in the world. Right? The Yod Navi will come before, Beishim Levav Asabani, Levav Yavayim Leisam, and Mashiach will come and connect everybody. That's Mashiach ben David. What does Mashiach ben Yosef do? Says the Vilna Goyen, Mashiach ben Yosef is only Geulas HaGuf, not Geulas HaNefesh. He only saves us, the external, the body. Not the internal. Yosef is in charge of the external. You're not fixed internally, that's not Yosef's job. This is not about tshuva, this is a tzaddik. Yosef is all depends on how externally things appear. If that stuff fits internally, you have to wait to Mashiach ben David. Mashiach ben Yosef, Yosef a tzaddik, he deals with the external, the way things appear in the world. His external is also his deeds. But when he's going to bring the geula, he can't take care of internal issues, he takes care of external. He brings the geula of the idea of Gula Seguf only. Going to somewhere else, that's why when it says be to Achishena, and Mashiach comes a time, that'll be Mashiach ben David. If he comes quickly, he comes earlier, that's Mashiach ben Yosef. Comes quicker means why is the Mashiach come quicker? Hashkas? Because I'm Yisrael at Tzadikim. They're doing the right thing. So they deserve to get Mashiach early. That's Mashiach ben Yosef. When you're at Tzadik, that's when you relate to Mashiach ben Yosef. If you need to get the Baal Tshuva to Tshuva, that's Mashiach ben David. Yosef takes care of the external. Yosef is the one who creates the 70 connected to Shivim Umos. He's the one who brings it from 66 to 70. So with that, we go back to our questions. So we ask, what shot that Yosef is mentioned that he died in the end of our parasha, Parashat Bereishis. And he's mentioned again, beginning of Parashat Shmos. Says Rav Hubner, and there in the Almayr of Parashat Yitzchok, because Yosef has a pchina that he is also an af. Avyom Yitzchok Yaakov is always, always means to give us the lead what to do in the world. Maaseh Avos, Siman Levani. Yosef also has a Maaseh Avos, Siman Levani. When? During his time, his period in Mitzrayim, under the Umis. That's what he gives us. He gives us the koiches, the power, the influence, the what we need to deal with us being in the Golos. Yosef is an av for that kufa, says Rav Hubner. So immediately Yosef is a shtickle av as well. As it's brought down, when he says in the Pasuk, Bisham Roy Evin Yisrael, Evin is av ben, Yosef and Yaakov are av ben together, Evin. Evin is av ben. Tell you, Yosef is a shtickle av as well. Yosef is also an av for a certain period of time, during the period that he was in Mitzrayim. That he was, then when he's av too. That's when he gives the av, so the kliches to deal with the Golos. So therefore, but Yosef is also a shevet before he came to Mitzrayim and after his father came to Mitzrayim. After he completed what he's supposed to do. So therefore, it says in the book there, Yosef is mentioned both twice. The Ramban tells us, the seventh Bereishis is the savior of the Avos. I sell the similar body. Sefer Shmos is the savior of the body. That's when the children are taken care of. Yosef belongs to both. So Yosef in the end of the seventh Bereishis is mentioned, he dies. The same way we mention Yaakov, he dies, we mention Yosef dies. We don't mention his brothers. Yosef then acts like a father, tells his brothers, please take my bolt from here, like Yaakov told his children. So he's giving them orders like a father. Beginning of Sefer Shmos, then Yosef is mentioned like a son, like a bun, like a ben, like one of any other one of the Shvatim. And there it's mentioned that Yosef and all his brothers, they all died. Because beginning of Sefer Shmos, you're talking about Yosef as a shevet. He belongs to Sefer Avos, he belongs to Sefer Bani, he's both. And we then will understand the pshat, what happens over here when Yaakov tells Yosef, I'm going to give you the children to be a shvatim. I mean, if I'm not mistaken, I read this, the pshat on the first one I'll say right now from my father, Sheikh. Ephraim and Menashe becomes shvatim. What shot that Yosef has two kids as shvatim? Because Yosef is also an av. He's an av. What does he mean? Right. That's the reason Yaakov tells him the two kids that were born when you were trying, when you were alone, Ad boy elecha, until it comes to you, they will be shvatim as well. You know why? Because you were av during that tkufa. The kids that were born afterwards, says Rashi, they will not be part of the, they won't be a shevet because they're not av anymore. Yosef is av. Yosef has the job of completing the maisa avos in Mitzrayim when he's Mitzrayim alone. So the children that are born to Yosef during that time, Ephraim and Asher, Kiruvim b'Shimon Yuli. They were like Reuven and Shimon. Kura, if they add that, then that's why it's called Reuven and Shimon. Reuven and Shimon, the first two children of Yaakov. Like it says, I had first two Reuven and Shimon, you had first two. Ephraim and Asher. They're exactly the same thing. Ada Av, the first two Reuven and Shimon. You had two children, they're also the two first children, because you were Av for that period. Afterwards, not anymore. Because Yosef is a shtickle av. He's one of the avos to the period that he's in Mitzrayim. Not before, not after. Then he goes into Bishamish Shmois, he becomes a Shimon again. When Am Yisrael comes to Mitzrayim, he's a Shimon again. Says Yaakov, any kids will born afterwards or not. Yosef is the one who is Tavkin is Am Yisrael in Mitzrayim. Am Yisrael in the Golos. That's his job. When Am Yisrael comes, they connect with him. Whatever he takes his job and completes up to be 70, now they have the external completion, 66 internal with him together to get to the external, because he's responsible on the external. He's the one who completes it every 70. After Yosef HaTzadik, that's what his job is. According to the Yosef HaTzadik we're learning today, Yosef is the one who gives the koichas for us to deal with an Olam Hazadik, Chutz La'aretz, Gozdik place. Who gave the koichas for us to act like Yidin, to be like Yidin, to give Rikidish Hashem to the world in the right way, even when things don't, it's not easy, when you're not in the Kedusha and Besamedrish, when you're out there in the world, when you're in the Chitzoni. That's what Yosef HaTzadik gave us. That's the way this the Parshas Vayichi comes, gives us in places that you have Reuben, you have Ephraim and Asher become Shvatim during that time. Yosef ends the Sefer, we end the Sefer telling us, Yosef, that's the last words of Sefer Bereishis. Yosef dies, he is, and by dying, we know all the others, by dying, giving us the Yerusha, the inheritance of the Koiches that they establish. Yosef at Tzadik, the Iskabrus, and all the challenges that face us when we are in Galus, that's what Yosef gives us. That's what we answer in gracious for these Koiches. Should we have the Hashem take these Koiches and use them to create a Kiddush Hashem in the external world, wherever we go, called to a railway site.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.